Blog Talk Radio.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Come and do what you do. We are here.
Amen, amen. This is a move from God. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. Today is Women's Day, Thursday, and my guest today is a phenomenal woman of God. Apostle Barbara Allen will be on today. Let me go ahead and give the scripture for this morning. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 10 and 35. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Hebrews 10 and 35, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Also, I definitely want to give a shout-out to the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis with Apostle and I on the show Monday through Friday. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. If you want to speak or if you need prayer, make sure you dial 563-999-3628. You have to press 1. I know you want to speak or if you need prayer. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We are not here to judge you. Only God can judge you. We are here to encourage, inspire, uplift. If you need to talk, if you need prayer, that's what we're here for. We're helping to one another. Iron sharpens iron. Again, no judgment. We're just here to encourage and uplift you and tell you about God if you don't know. Or if you don't have a relationship with him, we are here to help you get where you need to be. Remember, the storm is here, but it does not mean it will last. Yes, it's supposed to form and test your faith, but hold on. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Continue to have that faith size of a mustard seed and watch what he do for you. He's right there with you all the time. He loves you. He wants that one-on-one time, just you and him. Don't you ever forget that. All you need to worry about is answering it to him. Everybody's irrelevant. Don't worry about everybody else. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. Keep your focus on him. Father God, as we start the broadcast off, I ask you to have your way this morning. Speak to your vessel, Lord. Let her decrease and you increase in the name of Jesus for your people to hear and understand what you have gave her for them to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when I be back, I'll be bringing Apostle Ellen on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise is what I do. That's one of my favorite songs from Screen Glory Ministries. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The phenomenal woman of God is on. Apostle Allen, are you there? Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to. And again, thank you for accepting the invitation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for inviting me, amen, on here to share what God has given me to share to the people on today. It's truly an honor, and it is a blessing. I just give God all the glory. Amen. Amen. And I'm coming from, amen, Matthew's chapter 26, beginning at verse 36 through 40. And it reads, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and his two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. And he said to them, why? So my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, what could you not watch with me? 1 hour. Glory to God. And what God has given me, amen, on today is a place called press where no one is praying with you. My God. A place called press where no one else is praying with you. Here in verse 36, the Bible said Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane, which means pressed. This is a place, amen, where the olive tree was, amen. Praise God. And Jesus went there to pray because he had a great assignment, amen, that was getting ready to come upon his life, amen. He was getting ready to go through, amen, and he was getting ready to take the burdens of the world on his shoulder, my God, from Zion. How many know that we're in a time, amen, where great men and women of God is going through some situations right now? Come on here, somebody. You're going through some situation. Come on. And you are in a place of press. Come on here, somebody. You are in a place of brokenness. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. My God, from Zion. Oh, my God. See, if you have never went through anything, how can you tell somebody else how to come out? Come on, somebody. See, when you go through a press, come on here, somebody, this is where the anointing come in. Glory to God. This is where the anointing come in on your life. Come on, because you got to be pressed. Come on, somebody. You got to be crushed, glory to God, and able to help somebody else to come out. Glory to God. And the Bible said, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. I hope I said his name right, which means the gift of God, which he is the father of James and John. Come on here, somebody. How many times you know when you taking, amen, and you have somebody close with you and you asking them to pray with you? Come on here, somebody. And they are men and women of God, amen, and they could be very gifted, but glory to God, you find out they really don't have your back. They really don't have your interest while you are going through some things. Come on here, somebody. While you are going through troubles in your life, you looking for somebody to touch and agree with you. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. And you find that you don't have those that say that they'll be with you. Come on, somebody. Those that say that they'll, you can call on them anytime, a day and night. You find out you don't have nobody but the Lord. Come on here, somebody. You don't have nobody with you. Come on. My God. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. My God, hear Jesus, amen. His soul was exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes you get in a place to where you are crying out and you feel like everything is, there's no hope. You feel like there's no way out. Come on. You can feel like death is trying to overtake you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. When this thing is so heavy on you, come on, somebody, and you so grieve in your spirit. Come on. And you really want your sister and your brother in Christ to pray for you in this time and in this need that you are dealing with, this problem in your life. Come on here, somebody. And he told him, stay here and watch with me. My God. You don't even have anybody to even watch with you. Come on. While you are dealing with your situation, while you are going through whatever you are going through, I'm telling you, I won't be before you long, my God. But I pray that this is helping somebody, my God, from Zion. Somebody is going through something right now. Somebody is dealing with some issues right now. And you say, you call on your best friend and they'll tell you they pray for you, but they really not praying for you. Come on here, somebody. You're going through some trials in your life, and you seem like you got nobody to help you. Come on, while you're dealing with this hardship in your life, my God. And he went a little farther, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but as your will be. Sometimes we got to go through some things, amen. It is the will of God, amen, that we go through whatever we're dealing with. Come on. There's some things that we have to deal with because it is the will of the Father, my God. We might not understand why, but it's for the anointing that's on your life. It's for the anointing that's on your life. Oh, my God. And verse 47, then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Ain't that something? You can't sometimes find anybody to pray for you or pray with you for 1 hour. Here Jesus found them asleep. when he really needed them to pray, when you really want somebody to intercede with you, when you really need somebody to stand in the gap with you, you find nobody. But one thing I come to tell somebody, you can call on Jesus. The Bible said he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. No matter what you're going through, even through this pressing, even through this trial and tribulation you might be dealing with, God will bring you out because it is the will of the Father. My God, from Zion, I tell you, I thank God for the pressing. I thank God for the anointing. Come on here, somebody, because there's the devil loose, amen, and he know that God is anointing you. He know that God is preparing you to be dangerous for the demons and devils that's getting ready to attack you, that's attacking your loved ones, that's attacking your ministry. Come on here, somebody. God is anointing us. Come on, men and women of God. In this hour, God is raising up a church. In this hour, my God, from Zion, my God, I tell you, God is raising up people of God, and the anointing is going to be so powerful on their life, because right now they are in a place called press. My God, God is breaking us. God is breaking us. Come on, somebody, because the anointing, my God, is going to hit the church like never before in this hour, in this season. Come on here, somebody. Lame people that's going to be crippled is going to walk. Come on, the deaf ears is going to be able to hear. Come on, somebody. People that's sick is going to be getting healed. Come on, somebody. My God, demons is going to get cast out because you was pressed. My God, because you was pressed. Ooh, my God. And I thank God for the pressing. I thank God for the anointing. I thank God for everything that I had to go through. Come on here, somebody. I don't know who I'm speaking to. My God, from Zion. But somebody, you're going through something. It's just a press. You're in a place called press. My God, God is anointing you in this hour, in this season. My God, he's anointing you. Come on. The devil is mad. He is upset with you. Come on. My God. You can't find nobody. You call on everybody you can think of. You call on everybody, but seem like nobody's standing with you. But I come to encourage somebody. Jesus got you, baby. Jesus got you. He's going to take you through it. He's anointing you right now. He's empowering you right now. He's raising you up right now. He's equipping you right now for your kingdom assignment. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, just let him press you. Just let God press you to be the man and woman of God that God has called and chosen you to be in this hour. My God, from Zion, I thank God what he's doing for the body of Christ. I thank God what he's getting ready to do with the men and women of God in this hour. Under the Messiah. You might not understand what you was dealing with, but I come by to tell somebody, God is just pressing you right now. You're in a place called press. Yes, you're the Robo-Fire. In the name of Jesus, you're in a place called press. Let God press you. Let God squeeze you. Yes, the Robo-Fire. Under the Robo-Fire. So the anointing can flow. Yes, the Robo-Fire. So you're not going through this for yourself. You're going through this for somebody else. And the Robo-Fire. You're going through this. Under the Robo-Fire. Yes, the Robo-Fire. But the Robo-Fire. Because God is raising you up in your ministry like never before. Under the Robo-Fire. Get ready, church. We're getting ready to rise like never before. Yes, my God, from Zion. Ah, we're just in a place called press. God bless you. God bless you. Back in the hand of the woman of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that. I just said this yesterday. Literally just said this yesterday. You come back in with this confirmation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember the numbers 563-999-3628. You have to press 1 when you call so I know if you have something to say to Apostle or if you need prayer. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Again, thank you for that word. Oh, my God, you bless the body of Christ this morning for that straight from the belly of God. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, I ask you to touch her body right now, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give back what you've given out to your people, Lord. Uplift her, Lord. God. Cover with your loving arms, Lord. Whatever she's lacking, Lord, I ask you to fill the hole right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Overflow of blessings for your daughter, Lord. As she's in an overflow of blessings to her right now, in her children, Lord, in her grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Protect her and guide her, Lord. You know the enemy's trying to attack her, but I stand in agreement with her. I bind him up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We already know. You already know the plans, Lord. You done wrote it already out. But the enemy, seeing what she's capable of, is trying to stop what you put inside of her. Continue to protect and guide her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You have a caller on the line. Hold on, Apostle. Let me click them on.
Amen.
Good morning, good morning. Call, are you there? Good morning. You can speak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You needed something this morning, woman of God?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about yourself? It was great.
Good morning. Can we help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
I'm sorry about that. Good morning. Just praying for my healing.
What you want to say your name, or you just want to just pray? Apostle.
The what now? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, me, Mom.
Oh, this Janetta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father, I come right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, God, that you touch my daughter right now, God, from the very crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, Lord God. God, we know you as a healer, God, in the name of Jesus. God, watch you in that hospital room, God. God, we know you're going to raise her up, God, out of that hospital bed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the doctors and for the nurses, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come to give you glory. We come to magnify your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we know, God, that you are anointing the woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we pray and we magnify your holy name, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God, for all that you're getting ready to do in her life, Lord God. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you're going to turn around for her, God, for her good, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise and magnify your holy name, God, in your precious son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We'll definitely be keeping her in prayer as she's there in the hospital. I don't know the full details, but God is a healer. But with the blood, she can and will be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Apostle, let the people know how to get in contact with you if they want to hear a word from you or if they want to bless you. Let them know how to contact you.
Amen. You can, I have a prayer and the word every Friday night, amen, at 8 p.m. And you can call the conference line at 425-436-6325. Again, that number is 425-436-6325. And the code number is 399-293. Again, 399-293. And if you want to sow and be a blessing, you can send it to the $ and BARBA. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, Apostle, for coming on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always an honor and a privilege to speak with you And it's always Amen. Concerning God, the uplifting that
Amen.
You put in people. Let's thank him so much for using you. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Amen.
Every day, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, I can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his own. In the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. Thank you.
I'm bound because I know that God has a word for me, because back in the days I used to be really in the church and active, and I've just been just like withering away, and I've been asking God. I said, I need growth and development. I want more. I need more. And this morning when you began to talk about this place called Press, that was a confirmation to my God, he's talking directly to me. And then when you got to talking about the praying, that, you know, some people, they don't want to pray with you, you know, and they thinking that you want to be in this religion all the time. And I say, it's not about the religion. It's about God. I'm trying to get myself right. I'm working on me, my building, you know, and I just want to tell you that I really enjoyed that, and you really encouraged me that to keep pressing, and I got more. And I know you was talking to me, and this is the, in light of fact, I've been wanting to get onto this line for weeks and weeks, and I said, God, I'm always late, I'm always slowful, I'm always doing stuff at the wrong time, and the Spirit of God just confirmed by you speaking this word that, hey, it's never too late. God's time is the right time.
That's right, that's right. Praise God, praise God. But I thank you, woman of God. I just give God all the glory, amen, and I thank God, amen, that you was encouraged on today. Amen. And just knowing, woman of God, it's for the anointing that's on your life. Amen. And the enemy is just upset. Amen. He's mad. Amen. Because you are in a place where you are being pressed. Amen. And God is just going to get the glory out of your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you stay encouraged. You stay encouraged. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because, see, we're not here to please people. We're here to please God. Come on.
All right.
We're not here to please people. Amen. We're here to please God. But we're here to help people. Amen. Our job is to help people, those that want the help. Amen. But our job is to basically, amen, is to be pleasing unto God. Amen. Because we're not going to always please mankind. Amen. So you just keep on pressing, woman of God. Amen.
Come on, Apostle. Come on, Apostle.
Amen.
Apostle, pray for us before she get off the line.
Yes, please. I was going to ask her.
Do what now?
She wants to pray for us before she get off the line.
Oh, pray for you. Yes, ma'am, I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask, God, that you pour out a fresh anointing upon the woman of God, from the very crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, Lord God. Father God, we bind every assignment of the enemy, every contract of the enemy that try to attack the woman of God's body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word, whatsoever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. So we bind every assignment of the enemy right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, whatsoever we loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Loose your anointing up over the woman of God's life right now. Loose the angels of God with their sword drawn out, ready for battle, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now. And lift up her spirit even right now, Father God. I decree and declare, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that she's going to run this race, God. In the name of Jesus, she's going to press her way, God. I decree and declare, God, that the anointing, God, is going to flow up over the woman of God like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, that she's going to fulfill her kingdom assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare over her life right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we give you the glory, and we truly give you the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you. We truly God, we thank you for a fresh anointing. In Jesus' name we pray, God. And amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen. Get it in seated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You did the first thing, Renee. You pressed. You pressed. You pressed.
Yes.
You pressed.
Yes.
You,
yes.
In spite of what's
yes.
been going on, because I know what's
That's
been going
right.
on, you pressed.
That's right.
And thank
That's
God
it.
For
That's
the
it.
Press. That's
yes.
all he asked is that
yes.
one step, and you pressed out and follow and trust and believe in him. Amen.
It,
Amen.
That's
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Apostle, for, you know, being on here. You truly blessed. It's been a lot dealing death-wise in the family, back to back.
Yes,
and she definitely
yes,
needed
yes.
to hear that from someone
yes.
else. It's good to hear from family. Therefore, we
mm-hmm,
try not to
mm-hmm.
pray for family, but this is my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed to hear
okay.
that from you. You was right on
yes.
point with that. And
praise
again, thank
God,
you.
Praise God.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, woman of God.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem. You know, I have to obey God and do what he tells
Amen.
Us to do. When we be obedient, the blessing is the obedience. That's what people don't understand. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm here to please
Come
God.
On.
In
Come
spite
on.
Of everything, I have to please and worship him.
That's it. That's it. Lord
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
Glory
yes, ma'am. Let me go to a break. I have another caller coming on. Hold on.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Come on, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith.
Praise God. Keep the faith. It is not easy, but if you keep the faith, it will be well worth it. 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage one another, live in harmony and peace. Then God will love and peace be with you. Again, 2 Corinthians 13:11, be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Again, we know the storm may, but it does not mean it will prosper. Hold on to God's loving hand. We have to encourage one another daily. If you don't have anybody to encourage you, I am here Monday through Friday, or you can email me at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. I am here to encourage, inspire you, and uplift you. This is what Apostle and myself do on a daily basis. Also, if you need blessed oil, inbox me at Worldwide Gospel Connection or email me. This is a no judgment zone. God still loves you. He's not concerned about what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants is that yes from you. One yes. One yes. That one-on-one time with just you and him. That's all you need. It looks rough right now, but trust me, it won't last always. You know what I'm saying? Your test is just a testimony for someone else. How can you tell another woman, this Women's Day Thursday, how can you tell another woman you understand of struggling with kids when you don't have any? You can sympathize with her, but you would not fully understand if you haven't walked in her shoes before. How can you tell me you understand about it being you're hungry and you've never been hungry like this before? You can give me advice, but you can never truly understand. The life you live is a testimony for someone that's going through the same thing that you went through. Well, you're able to tell them, trust in God. He'll make a way. Link up with someone that will pray for you, not pray on you. Now, remember, there's two different things. Pray, P-R-A-Y, that's what you need. You need a friend like that that will go in prayer with you, not P-R-E-Y. We all have those people that's like that. I'm here if you need me. We can pray, but as soon as you hang up the phone, they call Sister Mary and talk about you. That's not love. Love is an action word. You can't love me and beat me down on the ground at the same time. That's not love. I don't need any frenemies. I have enough of them. I need someone that's going to truly pray with me. I shared yesterday on Facebook. Yes, I have 17 tattoos, gangbang, sold drugs, pimped women, kicked those, fought, did a lot of things. But God still loved me. He still saved Kashima to be on here to deliver the word to you, to hear, for you to hear what you need. So what? That's my past. My past made me stronger today. I am who I am because of God, not because of Kashima, because I had a praying grandmother that stayed on her face for me. Yeah, me, little old me. God said, Kashima, you are somebody. Even when I didn't love myself. I didn't become this confident overnight. In the streets, yeah, I'll whoop you behind in a minute with no hesitation. Yeah. But when you become a Christian and you surrender to Christ, the fight is different. Not only you have the enemy fighting against you, you have people who you thought, had your back. And that's mind-blowing for people you've been knowing for over 20 years, 10 years. Who you thought had your back and did not have your back, but talked about you behind your back. It's time out for that. It's time for you to stand up and take your position and get in place. There's a shift in the atmosphere. I said this the other day. Get in position. If you don't know how to get in position, let me know and I can help you get in position. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat anything with you. I have to tell you the truth because I'll be held accountable for it if I don't. You don't have to speak in tongues to talk to God. You can talk to God just like I'm talking to you. Give him that one-on-one time. Make some time for just you and him and just watch what he do for you. Now, remember, the enemy's going to be mad. Oh, let me tell you the truth. He's going to be mad. But it's going to be worth it. Remember having faith size of a mustard seed? Do you know how little a mustard seed is? That's literally like a dot on a piece of paper. But know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always with you. When mama leave, dad leave, sister, brother, husband, wife, cousin, auntie, uncle, God will always be right there with you. It's time to let go and let God. Time is showing you. Age is just a number. God is calling his people home.
We've had over 6 deaths in this family, in my family, and one that's not doing good right now. But we still have to continue to praise and worship God because he's allowing everything to happen for a reason. Yeah, it looks rough, and yes, it's hard. But I'm here to tell you, do not fold. Hold on. Trust me, it will get better. Talk to God. Pray to God. If you don't know how to pray, talk to him like I'm talking to you. It's just that easy. It's just that easy. But spend some time with him. Love yourself. Self-love is important. Yeah, you run and help everybody else, but now you need help for yourself. Stop. Sit. Pray. Talk to God. Give you 5 steps. Pray, study, speak into your life, write it down, and step out on faith. Again, remember, I'm here if you need to talk, if you just need prayer. I always have the blessed oil with me. If you're in the Houston area, I will bring it to you. If you're not, I will mail it to you. Remember, you can contact me at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. I'm working on a phone for the specific line, so I will be having it. So if you need me after we get off the broadcast, you can call us directly. There's no discrimination. There's no judgment. We're just here to encourage and uplift you and tell you about a man that we know named Jesus. Ha! Tell you about that man right there. A phenomenal man that loves you no matter what. You think he cares that you have a felony, that you've been to jail? Absolutely not. All he wants is that one yes. Once you give him that yes, watch what he do for you. Hold your head up, queen. Stick your chest out. Because you're a daughter of a king. You're royalty. Don't never forget that, no matter what anyone says. You are loved and you are royalty. As I say all the time, adjust your crown. If you need help, let me help you adjust it. Because it's true, other true women of God that's here to help you to get where you need to be. You're not in this by yourself, my sister. You're not in this by yourself.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you. Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Yeah.
Background. Uh-huh. Say it again. Hold up.
from myself, from my overthinking. That's right, uh-huh. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk.
Amen, amen. This is my Exodus. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Excuse me. All God wants is you to surrender to him. If you don't know how, or if you never understood, just hold your hands up and say, God, I surrender. My life is in your hands, Heavenly Father. Have your way in my life. Forgive me for what I've done, that I know the only way is through you. All he wanted said yes. Now, I'm here to tell you, once you surrender your life to Christ and say yes, the enemy is ready. He's going to attack you mentally or physically. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. Get your Bible, King James and NIV. Find your church home. If you go in, please mask up and be safe. Sanitize and wash your hands. And online, remember, the Abba House International is on here Tuesdays at 7:30, 7:15, and Sundays at 10:30. We are here to encourage and inspire. We're on Facebook at Abba House on Facebook. The webpage is coming soon. Nobody's perfect, but you need to get under a covering. A true covering by true men and women of God. Don't just begin under somebody just because you see the name and they get a bunch of likes. It does not mean they're anointed. Get under somebody that's truly anointed by God. Ask God to show you. Remember, love is an action. People can say they love you all the time, but don't necessarily mean that. Ask God to give you the strength and the understanding of discernment. Well, you know that you know that you know. Apostle Allen came on here and gave a word that was very powerful this morning. If you didn't hear it, you can always go back and listen to it. It's on Worldwide Gospel Connection, Facebook, as well as mine. But know that you're not in this by yourself. God is his strongest soldiers, the hardest trial. I'm a living witness. Again, it's not off the storm. It will not last. I have to keep saying that. It will not last. But you have to press. Take that first step and let God do the rest. If you want to sow or be a blessing to World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020, $WGC2020. If you want to hear the woman of God again, remember you can go on to World Gospel Connection on Facebook and hear Pastor Allen from this morning. Please don't give up, my sister. Please don't give up. We are here. Call away. Hold on, because it's people depending on your faith. It's people depending on you getting closer to God to help them to get in positions that they need to be in. It's a changing in the guards, people. Pay attention. It's a changing in the guards. I hope you guys was blessed today, and I hope you understood what the woman of God was saying. Know that it's time for you to take your position. Stay in place and stay in position and say yes to God. I hope you guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Remember, you can always reach me at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. I'm working on the phone now. And worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You can also reach me at Abba House on Facebook as well. If you need me, let me know. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. You have a blessed and phenomenal day, and we'll talk to you in the morning.
Now, can you help me?